WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show for y'all today. It's going to be about the economics out there. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming season with the Marlins, and I'll give you an update about Vivian at the end of the show. I've been running into people all over town. They've been wanting to know what's going on with Vivian. They give me the high five. I give them the transplant high five, which I use my elbow, and it's an awesome thing. So stick with us. We're going to talk first up with my good friend, Casey Conway, chief of economics at gosh, he's just the best economist I know. He counsels the Fed. He's up at the University of Alabama Culver House School of Business. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the Frankenstein economy. And Groundhog came out, saw the shadow. 6 more weeks of what?
Of what?
I don't know, but Casey's going to tell us. So let's rock the house, and then we'll come back and talk to Casey. I see him holding on the line right now. I was doing my Billy Idol, and you weren't even... Look at me. Look at my Billy Idol lip.
I can't see, because I'm in this short chair today.
Well, all right. Well, I'm doing it. You can take my word for it. That's right. And you know what? I say it every week about buying a car. When you need to buy a car, and you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, I'm going to throw out the ad today. I'm going to tell you that my mom and I are buying a car. We're buying a Toyota from the Warren Henry guys down in Key West. I talk about that big store down in Key West. Dave, the F&I manager, has been working out with me down at the Toyota in Key West. They're going to put the car...
He's been working out with you?
He's been working out a deal with me. My mom is finishing it up right now. It's an awesome deal. We're real excited. They're going to put the car on a flatbed, bring it up from Key West to my mom, leave it at their North Dade store right by where she lives.
Wow.
So, yes.
That's service.
Well, they're treating us like family because we're part of the Warren Henry family.
Cool.
That's right. They've got, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up here. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. But if you want a car, they can get it for you. Toyota down in Key West, they're just awesome. And you know what? It's really special because not only is it a terrific car, but it comes with the Warren Henry Advantage, which means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom's going to wear that person out. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Don't forget, join us as a member of Warren Henry. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry. And they're doing it for my mom. Let them do it for your mom, too.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
FanFest returns to Marlins Park. Celebrate the unofficial start of the 2018 season of Marlins baseball. Meet the squad while you enjoy live music and an afternoon packed with fun family activities at the ballpark. us on Saturday, February 10th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the annual tradition of Marlins Fan Fest, presented by Papa John's. Admission is free for fans of all ages.
Hey, Bull!
You know,
visit
I was up at the
FanFest for more.
Bondi, it cued me a little too early there. I was at the Marlins' big event that they had for their 25th anniversary where they unveiled their logo, which is our throwback, and met Derek Jeter, who was actually very nice. And so high five. You'll hear more about that one with my interview that I did at the – there you go. Thank you, Wanda. Late, but still appreciated.
Sorry.
With the Marlins in their marketing department, I did an email – interview with them. It was awesome. Hey, if you need cash for your mortgage, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Commercial or residential, doesn't matter. We're private lenders. We can act immediately. One person makes the decision. He makes a commitment. He writes a commitment. You sign the commitment. We'll close within a week after that. Pretty simple, pretty easy, pretty good. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're now on with my good friend. Can I call you my good friend, Casey?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. My good friend, Casey Conway. Casey's got so many initials after his name for all those certifications. I'm just going to let him go through it. But Casey's the man. He's done everything from testify in front of the Federal Reserve Board to giving them advice to telling them when they're wrong and then letting time prove that he was right and they were wrong. Casey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
You're welcome. Now, we just had Groundhog Day. I kind of teased the segment about by using Groundhog Day. The groundhog came out, saw the shadow, six more weeks of something. I don't know what. Casey, what the heck is going on? Yeah, I know you're in your weekly email. You called it the Frankenstein economy. I'm rolling the softball over the plate. Hit it out of the park, bro.
Yeah, so I think all of this that we're going through, we blame it all on the groundhog, and the new thing we need to put on our calendar is make sure we're out of the market before Groundhog Day each year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think he came out, and the shadow that he saw was inflation. It was an inflation cloud sitting out there. But I'm really perplexed because we have groundhogs. We turn to the Punxsutawney Phil up in Pennsylvania, who's the original and how we got the holiday here from Candles Holiday, and then the Germans bringing it over to the Pennsylvania. But then we also have the Southern one, right? We have General Beauregard, and mm-hmm. he gets coaxed out with fresh fixings from the Waffle House. And, you know, when I eat at the Waffle House, I mean, it's so good and whatnot, I don't have time to look and see if there's a shadow of anything around. I'm eating everything on my plate.
It's where America comes together, Casey.
I don't have time to see his shadow.
It's where America comes together.
That's right.
Now, Casey.
So anyway, so
yeah, you're at the Waffle House. Then what?
Yeah. So you know, I think, you know, when we look at this, this is kind of like what we went through in 2008 and 2009 when everything locked up and everybody acted surprised. We knew for two or three years before the subprime problem was coming. There was a day of reckoning. We knew we were overbuilding houses. We knew home prices were going up too much. We knew we were going to have a disruption, but everybody just kind of held their breath and crossed their fingers and hoped it would never happen. Well, the same thing is here. We've had a decade of, you know, quantitative easing and free money, and we knew that day was coming to, you know, to an end. And I don't know whether we were all distracted on the rise in Bitcoin to 19,000 and now on its way back below 6,000 that we got distracted by the glitter of digital currency. But bottom line, we even heard today the Bank of England said, you know what, maybe we're sooner to ending quantitative easing too over here in Europe. And what everybody's realizing and having to deal with is we're going from a decade of free money, low interest rate, to one where we go to a normalized monetary policy. And everybody's forgotten over the past decade, how do you do business in a rising interest rate environment? Doesn't mean a recession, doesn't mean the end of housing, doesn't mean the end of the world. We dust ourselves off just like the home builders. You know, they still build you the 4-bedroom, 3-bath house with the same utility, but they put more carpet and less hardwoods or a less fancy kitchen, and they buy your points down and you get the same mortgage rate. We just have to dust ourselves off and figure out how do we And at these rates, you know, people forget that going into 2006, the Fed had 16 consecutive interest rate hikes. And how was the economy in 2004 and five? They got the 10-year up over 5% before they stopped. So what we need to worry about is when the Fed stops raising rates, not when they started. And I think we can function very fine, and people are overreacting. The fundamentals are in such good shape compared to what we went through 10 years ago. We don't have subprime. We don't have overbuilding homes. We don't have overbuilding commercial real estate. We have solid 200,000 a month job growth. We have more labor capacity than people are giving credit for. We have the U6 unemployment rate, which is really still over 8%, meaning there's more capacity. And everything that we can't find labor for, or we have drones harvesting agriculture, we have driverless trucks, anything that we can't fix on the labor front, we even have self-service kiosks and fast food restaurants. So I think the productivity is going to kick in. I think that we're overreacting and trying to figure out how to transition from free money to a more normalized monetary environment.
Well, one of the little tricks that I remember from the old days is that when the interest rates go up and people start to need a lower interest rate, there's something called seller financing out there that can help. And that's a real nice way for people to have asset-based income.
Yeah. You know, people forget I'm 55, and I remember in the 70s, my dad was a real estate land and developer guy that was in the ski resort business. And, you know, in the 70s, when Fed Chair Volcker took prime to 21%, people forget and don't go back and study, how did we sell homes? And you had an assumable 6% mortgage that someone would assume, and then you'd carry back the rest. And that's when we had to do what was called cash equivalency financing to figure how much of the sale price in the home was due to the favorable financing versus the real estate. There's all kinds of tricks that we can do. We forget we can be innovative with mortgages. It's just like auto finance. So you go back 5-10 years ago, and before cars got really expensive again, we had 4-year, maybe 5-year financing on cars. Today you can get 7- and 8-year financing and still get the payment. We will find a way in the financial markets and the products to get the payment right to continue to do business. And that's what we do in America. We're financial ingenuity folks.
Well, you know, we're starting to talk about what's going to happen, and let's look at last time to kind of think about that a little bit. The banks got a little far out over their skis, so the regulators kind of helped them get back together, consolidated some of them. Some of them are still here, some of them aren't. What are the regulators doing now to the banks that's impacting our economy?
Right. So the regulators have made sure that the banks built their capital positions back up. So the banks are sitting on good capital to handle any kind of problem loans that are coming. And, you know, they've been pretty constraining on things like real estate construction lending. They have this thing called HVCRE, high volatility commercial real estate. And it's part of the Basel capital rule plan, which says it's code for if you make a construction loan, we're going to make you hold 150% of capital. Yeah. Well, that's been really constraining on banks doing especially subdivision development, residential lending, construction lending. So banks aren't anywhere near the position that they were going into 2006 with big land loans, A&D development, construction, acquisition, development, construction loans. So they're not carrying that kind of risk exposure. So the bank's balance sheet is different. The capital position is better. And we brought capital sources back to the market. We shut down the securitization market into 2009, 2010. It's back fairly healthy, you know, at about half the size. The life insurance money is out there to do permanent loans. But everybody's having to figure out, you know, when you start having if you think about it, the 10-year treasury in the last 100 days has moved from a 2 to a 2.85 range. That's a pretty big move in a short period of time. And I think the markets, when they see it's not just us, it's Europe, it's England, there's growth around, you know, you start discounting your stock dividend at a higher rate, that means it's worth less. You discount your bond, it's worth less. And everybody went long in the stock market and wasn't paying attention in the bond market. And now all that stuff they're realizing is discounted at a higher number and isn't worth as much. So it's a rotation. I think we'll see volatility. I mean, look at today. You know, heck, you can be down, you know, 600 or 700 points and then cut that in half. Or yesterday it was down, I think, you know, 500 or 600 points within an hour of close, and it ended up closing positive. So there's a lot of computerized trading. There's a lot of stuff going on in equity markets that make it hard for the individual investor. But I think the fundamentals in the economy are good. The fundamentals in residential and commercial real estate are good. And I'm not worry that we're going into anything close to what we went through in 2006 or 2009.
Hey, Casey, can you stick with us and do another segment? Because I want to see if you got some good leading economic indicators that you can talk to us about. Maybe talk to us about the incoming Fed chairman. Can you give us another 15 minutes?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're the man. All right. Wanda, rock the house. We've got Casey going to stick with us another segment. We'll hear some really cool economic insights from somebody who's there when they make the policy. So stick with us. We're going to learn some stuff that you can put to use right away to make money and make your life better. We'll also be talking to the Marlins after the half hour, and I'll be giving you an update on Vivian. Wanda, rock the house. Shaking King Creole. Now when the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl from way down in his throat. He bends the string and that's all she wrote. Yeah, that's it. Wanda's always finding us the good Elvis cuts. Well done again, Wanda, for finding us that Elvis cut. You're the best. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you always want to get the every advantage that you can. I know I do. I sent my mom down. We're buying a car right now from Warren Henry. We're negotiating the deal, actually finishing the deal. Larry's giving us the family price, as that's what they always do. You know, when you're looking to get that advantage, you got to call Warren Henry. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo up here. I mean, Infiniti and Jaguar up here. They've got Audi up in Gainesville. We went down to their store in Key West, and we're getting a Toyota from them. So they are the best, and all the cars are terrific. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant that my mom's going to run ragged, I can guarantee you. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Join my family as a member of the Warren Henry family. We're doing it again right now. I don't even have enough fingers to count how many cars we've bought from these guys over the years. So always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Well, you've been hearing me talking to Casey Conway. He's talking about how the banks have been cutting back on construction loans, and I can tell you who's stepping into the breach. We are the private lenders. We just made a $13 million construction loan for some townhomes, and we're doing another one. Got a bunch on the book, so if you need good, solid construction financing, we're only doing a few, but you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor. Hey, maybe you've got an investment deal you've got your eye on, but all your cash is tied up in your real estate. Give me a call. We can help you pull that cash out. 305-773-6300. Commercial, residential, as long as it's owned by an LLC, we can help you. Hey, I just remembered, if it's something that you own personally, but you're using it for a business expenditure, we can help you with that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're Dade County's oldest private lenders, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I'm going to go use my radio voice. When you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with my favorite economist, probably because he talks faster than I do. Welcome back, Casey Conway, the man, the myth, and the legend at the Culver House School of Business up at the University of Alabama.
Hey, thanks, Jim. You know, you always have your pulse on the right thing. So I'll tell you, you were so spot on about Toyotas. I bought three of them in the last 5 years for my daughters and myself. Nothing goes wrong. They run forever. Nothing rattles. They're incredible. So you're going to love your Toyota. Number two, thank God that there's reasonable capital that will step in right now. Let me give you a metric to support what's going on and what you're looking at trying to do on the housing side. Most people may not realize that all they hear is that we failed a record low rates of home ownership down in the 62% range by 2016. Very few realize that in the fourth quarter of last year, we saw the trend of home ownership decline reverse, and we ended up over 64% home ownership rate in the fourth quarter last year. So those that are wondering when the millennials will buy, they're buying now, and they're not just buying in the city, they're buying in the suburbs as well. So thank God that you're there when the banks will make the loans. We appreciate you having a capital source that will. I'll tell you, I have an index I brought back to life when I was the chief economist at Colliers. It was called the Bulls, Bears, and Bewildered Index. And so as the year progressed through, I classified every economic report as, you know, bullish, bearish, you know, bad, or hell, it just didn't make sense, like most of the stuff that comes out of the Fed FOMC meetings, right? Mm-hmm. And so I brought that back, and we've got it just as the Bulls and Bears Index. And so far this year, we've had 31 major economic index metrics released, government and private, like ADP, job, private payrolls, BLS, GDP, you name it. And of those, 19 are bullish and favorable on the economy, and only 12 have been somewhat bearish. So we're running almost a 2-to-1 ratio in terms of the first month of the year of the metrics. So we'll share that. You can post that, Jim. It's Casey and the Acre, Alabama Center for Real Estate's Bulls and Bears Index that you can track through the year. My number of the week last week was the increase in the home ownership rate to 64%. That's the good news. Let me share something that we should be paying attention to on the commercial real estate side, because this was the canary in the coal mine that hit in 2010. So my buddies and my friends at TREP, T-R-E-P-P, that track everything in securitization and permanent lending land, they publish and track a loan payoff ratio. And normally that ratio, when these 10-year loans come due, they pay off at a pretty high ratio, 85-90% payoff within the 90 to 100 days that they come due, 60% payoff, or more payoff immediately. But in January, that loan payoff ratio dropped to a shocking 25%.
Hold it. What does that mean?
It means only one in four loans could pay off the loan when it came due. So what the heck's going on? But when we took the data apart, and the TREP folks did, they found that most of it was large loans on regional shopping malls, big hotels, big office building deals. And this is consistent with what's going on in the market. If you have a big loan, you probably have an interest-only deal. It's, without guarantees, non-recourse, right? And so if you think the rates are going up and you're a lender or a Wall Street fund that's buying these bonds and these securitized loans, do you want to make a big dollar investment in a big property asset or a $100 million deal or a $1 billion single asset deal if you think the interest rates are going to move another 100 or 200 basis points against you? Absolutely not. That's exactly what happened in 2010. And so this loan payoff ratio dropping to just 25% in the CMBS land in January is a warning sign about what we're seeing in the market. And what it's saying is large loans are right now starting to have trouble refinancing and paying off. The small loans are good, and we'll see community banks step in. We'll see credit unions and people like yourself. But this is a warning sign. This is what locked up liquidity in 2009 and 10. When large loans couldn't pay off and we saw securitization shut down. So my downer piece is we should be paying attention to the loan payoff ratio that's occurring in commercial real estate. It's a canary in the coal mine. We better understand what's going on.
Well, does the new Fed chairman, Chairman Powell, know what's going on? And if so, what could he do? And if not, I guess we got to kind of duck.
Yeah, so I'm really encouraged. I like Janet Yellen, I think she did a good job for her time. And Bernanke, I give him a lot of credit being kind of the architect to, design things that we needed that had never been designed before, like TARP and TALF and everything else. Here's what I like about new chair Powell. So number one, he's the first time that we have a chair of the Federal Reserve that's not an egghead economist in four decades. He's actually comes from industry. He's a former investment banker, has experience at Treasury. He understands how things work. He understands, non-government data. So I like the fact we have a non-economist that's rooted in industry experience at the helm at the Fed. So he gets things very, very quickly. I was up in D.C. early part of this week. I do a quarterly session for the bank examiners and kind of what's going on in the real estate markets and appraisal conditions and whatnot. And they were asking lots of good questions. So he was hot on the job Monday and asking all the right questions, and his board staff people. So I think he's going to be right guy at the helm for what we've got right now. A good industry guy that's not just another economist that doesn't understand how things work in industry.
We've got just a few minutes left, Casey, and I kind of wanted to talk about what tools they're going to use. What can we look for in the future here with the rising interest rates? Maybe a little bit of a tick on what you think might happen in inflation. What about the yield curve, the impact of the yield curve, which is a little bit esoteric for us to talk about on the radio. But, just in general, we've only got a couple minutes left. What can people really put? Well, here's a great question. Should people stay in cash? Should they jump into the stock market? Is it a buying opportunity? What do you recommend for just the average Joe?
So good question. So I think the interest rates are going to rise. The steepening in the yield curve, which means your long-term interest rates are higher than your short-term interest rates, are going to stay that and move up because people are seeing that long-term rates are going up. So my forecast is we'll see a 3% 10-year treasury here by the spring. So we're at 2.85 today. We were at 2% just back around Halloween time. That's a pretty big jump. And I think that by this time next year, we'll be talking about a 4% 10-year treasury. But remember, 2006, we got all the way to a 5% 10-year treasury, 16 rate hikes, and the economy worked fine in 2003 and 2004. So this is normalizing where we should be. A steep yield curve is a healthy thing because longer-term money means longer-term risks that you have out there. We don't want it to invert. That's the bad news, which means long-term rates are cheaper than short-term rates. So I think that we're going to see rates continue to rise. My concern is that Janet Yellen may be set new Chair Powell up. So when she didn't raise rates last week at the January FOMC meeting, people forget there's not an FOMC meeting with the Fed in February. So it'll be March before they meet, and it'll be his first one to chair. And we'll have two more months of economic data, and I think it's going to be hot. I think it's going to show job growth continuing. I think it's going to show unemployment rate drop below 4%. And I think Chairman Powell may have to seriously consider a half point or 50 basis point increase in March rather than a 25 basis point increase. And I think that shocks the market, but they better start thinking about it. So one piece of advice I'll give the commercial real estate folks, we need to dust off our old tools on how we deal with rising interest rates. And one of them is a technique called the band of investment. Probably Jim, you and I are probably the only two old enough to remember it, that it was taught. And so it's basically you blend how much my debt costs are with my equity costs, and you develop a cap rate from the cost of capital. And what it's telling us is that cap rates need to move up, which means the value goes down. They need to probably move up 1 to 150 basis points in the next year to 18 months. So if you're buying a deal today and you're not anticipating that the income can increase to offset that rising cap rate, the value of your property is going to be worth less. And I think that's why we're seeing disruption in the market. Everybody's trying to figure out how to do it. The typical appraisers lag the market. They don't have comps looking in the rearview mirror. None of them know how to do a band of investment. So for those that are smart out there, give Jim a call and we'll do a special. We'll put a thing on your website to show them how to do band of investment so that they don't go underwater on real estate.
Well, I think we're going to add that. You're going to send me that. We'll make that tool. We're also going to, I think, have your bulls and bears thing up on our website. That's just great stuff, man. And, Casey, so I guess band of investment is our takeaway, that people need to know that interest rates are going up. When the interest rate goes up, that will bring the cap rate with it, because the cap rate's a combination of the interest rate that you got to pay, the cost of capital, plus your required return. I guess that's sort of the band of investment definition. See? No?
Yep. It shows you what's going to happen before the appraiser and the transactions make the adjustments a year later. It tells you what you need to anticipate. So study what's happening with those leases and the income and the property, and make sure that you've got the abilities to either increase them or cut costs to increase your NOI to offset a higher cap rate. The other two takeaways I would say, Jim, are celebrate that we are in a really good cycle for housing. We're only building about 1.1 million units, unlike 1.7 million back in 2006. We have shortages of inventory. Home prices continue to rise about 6%. We have home ownership rising. We have millennials getting employed and buying in both the cities and the suburbs. So the housing story is intact. The fundamentals are good. and the fundamentals of this economy are solid. We just all have to figure out how we continue to do business in a rising interest rate environment instead of a free interest rate environment.
Casey, you're the best. Go back to your speech. I really appreciate you coming here and being on the show with us. We'll look forward to having you again real soon. Casey Conway, the head economist up at
Culverhouse College of Business at the University of Alabama, and the chief economist for the CCIM, the best guys that do the best training for commercial real estate brokers and folks.
High five to you, Casey. Looking forward to having you on the show again soon. Be well. Wanda, take it away. We'll be back with an update on what's happening this year at the ballpark with the Marlins. Wanda and I go every year. It's one of our things. We're going to take the whole crew here this year. It's going to be fun. I met Derek Jeter. He's really cool, really nice. So, Wanda, take it away. We'll talk baseball after the break. Oh, you caught me there. I was singing the song. Wanda, you know, you do that to me sometimes. That guy, Casey Conway, he's just the real deal. If it wasn't radio, I'd say the S word. He's really the...
Is it KC or Casey?
KC.
Like the sunshine guy?
No, he's got... Yeah, like the sunshine guy.
Okay, got it.
And he's also related to the Conway in the White House, too.
Kellyanne?
Yeah, they're cousins.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry about it. They both up gone here. That's about the only thing they got in common. Anyway, he's the best. He really does know what's going on. He's one of the most entertaining guys I've ever heard speak. That's why we keep him on. I hope you're loving him. And if you'd like to hear more of him, just let me know. And remember, my mom's buying a car this weekend from our friends at Warren Henry. Easy. My 79, actually almost 80. My mom is buying the car. All I had to do was call up Larry. He said, Larry, my mom wants a Toyota. He said, call the guys down to the Key West store. I got Dave on the phone in the Key West store. What an awesome guy. They sent me their online form to fill out. She's filling it out now. They're going to put the car on a flatbed truck. It'll be up here this weekend. She'll be in it. She'll be one happy camper. And you know who'll really be happy?
You.
That's right, because it was so easy. They treat us like family there. I wonder why. That's right. It's because we're part of the Warren Henry family. I'm going to thank them all this Saturday when I see them up at Supercar Saturday up on Griffin Road at 75 at the Lamborghini store. So now I'm going to read the spot. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami and Gainesville. They've got Audi. And like I told you earlier, in Key West, they got it all. Hey, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I love that advantage. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. My mom will use the heck out of this one. A personal assistant that you can call for any time so mom can get all her sports tickets and all kinds of other stuff arranged, air flights, everything they'll take care of with her. So join me and my family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, Wanda, when I use the radio voice, does it sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
EB got a cold. Oops, you caught me.
Oops.
That's all right. Now everybody knows we have fun during the breaks. Yeah, hey, you can have fun with me. Tissue. Have fun doing a real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I've never said it this way before. And I will bring my special energy to your deal. That's right. If I can find my wife a kidney, I can sure find you financing. Oh, man, I never even said that either. This is great stuff. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll do commercial. We'll do residential. You just heard Casey give me a free plug because the bank stopped doing things. We do it now. So you got a loan. You got poor credit. It's a construction loan, maybe a bridge loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I just got off the phone with a big multifamily office. That means they manage billions of dollars. They want to invest with us in these loans. So give us a call. at 305-773-6300. You give us a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We can close within a week. How do you beat that? You just can't.
You can't.
So give me a call at 305-773-6300. And here it comes. Why do you give me a call at that number? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're today at the Marlins season ticket holder 25th anniversary. Is that what you'd call it, Mom?
25th anniversary unveiling of the logo. It's a great day.
It was awesome. I got to shake hands and get a selfie with Derek Jeter, and I'm talking with Juan Martinez. He's the Director of Marketing and Promotions here with the Marlins, and we're going to talk about what's coming up at FanFest. Juan, what can we expect? I'm going to get there at 9. What's going to happen?
FanFest is from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon this Saturday, completely free event. You're going to come out and be able to hit in the batting cages. You're going to be able to come run on the field. Bring your glove. You'll be able to play catch on the field.
Man, awesome.
And you'll be able to get autographs from all the players, take selfies, and take part in a bunch of cool activities. And, oh, by the way, yes, we've got tickets on sale for all the games. Opening day against the Cubs. The Red Sox are coming this year. The Yankees are coming as well.
An
opportunity to buy your tickets, individual game tickets as well.
Well, I already know there's going to be fights at the ticket draft at my season tickets. And I know who always wins those disputes. But Juan, there's some other stuff going on in June. What's going on in June?
June will be the 25th anniversary weekend. June 8th through the 10th, when the Padres come to town, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary. Then we will be wearing, as part of that celebration, the original uniforms from the Florida Marlins on the field, which I know is a cool thing for the fan. We got to see it up here on the vision boards, and it'll be the first time that we wear the throwback uniforms in any form since we moved down here. So definitely an exciting weekend to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the franchise, June 8th through 10th.
You know, now I was walking out of the season ticket holder event that you were having, and everybody was sitting there. They were trying to get a picture and trying to talk with the new owner's representative, control person, Derek Jeter. And he had just turned around and was walking down the hallway, and he overheard me saying, boy, I wish he would have stopped and I could have taken a selfie. And guess what happened?
You got your selfie.
He was really actually very nice. It was very affable. Did turn around. Didn't have to turn around. He was halfway up the. He didn't have to say. He could have imagined that he didn't hear me. So high five to him for doing that. What are some of the other fan-friendly things that you've seen from the new ownership group?
Well, we're going to definitely roll out a lot of new and exciting things. Obviously, yesterday we rolled out some great new benefits for season ticket members that are great, and definitely we value them above all else, as you can see.
Oh,
and you've been at day one. So
this was a great event. It really was. I saw a lot of people that I've known for many years, my friends, Howard Fabian, Randy Strauss, brought some old friends, and it was just great. It's hard to believe that I was wearing this hat in 1991 at a Blockbuster video, and now I'm standing in the middle of a real ballpark here in Little Havana. What are some of the things that you've got besides that people can look forward to, maybe some of the perks that season ticket holders get?
Well, all those perks were detailed in the release from yesterday. We've got a lot more interesting and fun things planned for 2018, a lot of enhancements to the in-game experience and many other things that are coming down the pike as we get closer to the season. But right now, FanFest is Saturday, and then spring training starts, which is great.
Well, tell me a little bit about spring training. Spring training is close. We don't have to go on a vacation to go to spring training. What are some of the cool things that people will be able to do this spring at spring training?
Well, spring training is up in Jupiter, Florida. As you know, it's maybe about an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes up the road from Miami at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And it's a great opportunity to spend the day out there, get, you know, watch the players warm up, get your autographs, and enjoy, you know, baseball the old school way. And it's just a great environment for that pure baseball experience.
Now, let's pretend that you're not wearing your Marlins tag, that you're here as a fan. It's Sunday. You're with your family. What's your favorite thing to do at the ballpark?
Wow, my favorite thing to do at the ballpark is to sit with the family, have that popcorn, enjoy that hot dog, and just cheer on, you know, my favorite team, the Marlins.
Now, what's your, you bring your family. What does your family like to do? You come on a Sunday, the kids run the bases.
Absolutely.
How about the wife? Does she like walking around and buying some of the stuff? I mean, the stuff is really good, and your hair doesn't get curled. There's no humidity in here.
My wife really enjoys the food options here, right? Because it's so Miami, so she can enjoy her ceviche, which she loves.
Come on.
You know, I can have my Cuban sandwich, you know, a real
Miami. Cerveza.
Yeah, you know, una cervecita fría. So, and the kids can enjoy their popcorn. popcorn and their cotton candy, like we all know. And it's just a great family experience, and I think that's what Marlins game offers.
Now, you've got the Bobblehead Museum, and I've been pitching this idea, and I'm going to keep pitching it. I'm wearing my hat that I got 20-something years ago. There's got to be a place where you can collect some special things from the fans from 93 that you could make into a museum that would be something personal that they could own at the stadium. I just like that as an idea. Now it's out there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and send it to us in an email. I know that the Bobblehead Museum is alive and well. It's here, and it's constantly being updated. That's the thing. It's a living exhibit.
I didn't realize that.
So every time you go, you're going to notice something different because we're always receiving new ones from other teams.
They
get replenished. So it's always getting updated. So it's never the same every visit.
Now, who's got the coolest bobblehead?
Wow.
There's some really cool ones there.
And it's getting more creative.
The broadcasters are really neat.
Yes.
I like those.
And everyone is kind of going into the next level of bobbleheads, which are the talking ones or the singing ones. The celebrity ones is a new one that's coming out more often.
Are you giving us a hint on what might be available during the fancy? You know, they told us you're going to have a special bobblehead for the 25th anniversary, so I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe we've gotten a couple of insights, But, you know, to leave everybody with a thought, how do they get a hold of you guys? How do they get tickets? And we've got the truck coming up here, so I'm sorry for the noise. Maybe we'll step over
here
a little
bit. This is real life, huh?
This is live.
So 877-MARLINS or marlins.com to get more information, get your tickets. And at FanFest this Saturday, February 10th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we expect to see you here. Bring the family out. Spend the day. And you can already buy your individual tickets. So you can lock
Yankees
in your tickets for opening day. The Red Sox are coming right after that. So
we open
with the Cubs,
front?
Followed by the Red Sox.
Those are like the hottest games.
Chicago and Boston.
Oh, my God.
And then later on in the season, the Yankees come to town. So it is a great season for the fan to come out and enjoy some great baseball at Marlins Park.
Well, Juan Martinez, he's the director of events and promotions, and he's one of my good friends because I know I'm going to need some extra tickets to some of those games. Juan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Take it away. Let's rock the house. That's right. Wanda's rocking it, and so am I. And Wanda, we're definitely going again. We had the best time when we go to the Marlins games. Win or lose, we just have a good time. You know, that's what it's really all about. The Marlins are really going to do their best to make it accommodating. There's only a couple ways you can build a baseball team, and they've chosen their way, and, you know, they own the team. So listen, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I want to thank again my friends down in the Key West Warren Henry store. Dave has been working with me. I've been buying a car for my mom. We picked it out today. We're doing the financing tonight. She should have it, God willing, on Monday. They'll just put it up on a flatbed and bring it up here. So that's what you got to know about Warren Henry. They bend over backwards to treat you like family. They can get you just about any car you want. And so you just go over there, give them a call, visit them, and they treat you like family. Now here's the real spot. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. You know by now they've got a store up in Gainesville that sells Audis, and I already talked about their Key West store. They can get you anything. Jeep, it's all down there. So what does that all mean? Well, the Warren Henry advantage means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant that my mom's going to run ragged. You get that for 4 years. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. NextWave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, NextWave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit NextWaveFunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit NextWaveFunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
FanFest returns to Marlins Park. Celebrate the unofficial start of the 2018 season of Marlins baseball. Meet the squad while you enjoy live music and an afternoon packed with fun family activities at the ballpark. Join us on Saturday, February 10th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the annual tradition of Marlins Fan Fest, presented by Papa John's. Admission is free for fans of all ages.
Hey, ball!
Visit marlins.com/fanfest for more.
Wanda's got me on the air talking about what a great time we have at the Marlins games. Win or lose, Wanda and I always have a good time. Vivian and I go, we have a great time. You heard Juan talking about all the cool things that are going on. Collect the bobbleheads, go have fun. The ladies, they love to just go walk around and have all the food. It gives them a great excuse to do
that. It's great to walk around the stadium.
We have a good time. Walk around the stadium, 750 steps, according to my Fitbit.
Oh, yeah.
It is. But hey, if you're looking to have financing fun, you heard already Casey Conway, the economist, talk about how the banks have exited the market in certain segments, and the people that have stepped up are the private lenders. Spectrum, I work with Spectrum. We're 35 years in Miami. Private lenders, we're the oldest and one of the biggest private lenders here in Miami. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. That's my direct line, 305-773-6300. Last time I did it, we got knocked off the Facebook thing because somebody called, left me a voicemail because they need money. In fact, that happens pretty much every time we have a show or even, you know, it happens now. I'm walking around. I'm going, what's going on? They're calling. It's because we have a replay. They call during the replay.
Oh.
It's very effective, this radio thing. Anyway, so we can help you if you're a realtor, if you're looking to pull cash out because you're an investor, maybe you've got somebody from out of town, out of the country, maybe poor credit. We can help in all those cases. We know the banks that are active to get you the best rates. And if you don't qualify for a bank loan, well, we've got the private lenders that'll step up to the plate. We've got literally the phone rings off the hook at this point. High net worth people looking to place their money through us. My partner, me, we can help. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. I said it before. I'll say it again. We can help. What happens when you call me at 305-773-6300? When you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've had a great show today. I want to give you kind of a recap before I talk about Vivian. We had Casey Conway on. He's a big, fancy economist. He talks fast, but he knows everything. The guy coaches the Fed. He's an economist at the Fed. He goes up and testifies in Washington, and he gets it right. And he's been looking at the leading economic indicators, and they're a little bit top-heavy right now. People are having a hard time refinancing big loans because there's nobody that wants to take a big interest rate risk on a $150 million loan right now because most people see interest rates going up. And with their no Fed Open Market Committee meeting, that's what all the terminology he was using, without the meeting to talk about interest rates for a little bit longer than they usually do. The economy's really rolling hot with all the numbers. They're going to try to cool it down with what they do, which is raise interest rates. And they may raise interest rates more than just a little bit. They may take a big bite out of interest rates. Now, you know, overall, that's a good thing because it indicates that the market's hot and going well. But most people don't remember what to do when interest rates were going up. But there are ways to get around it. If you're selling a home, people can assume your low interest rate mortgage and you give them a mortgage on top of that, a second mortgage, purchase money, financing, seller financing. It's done all the time. It'll come back into vogue. The reason people like real estate, commercial real estate, apartments, they reset they can reset their rent daily. Hotels reset their rent daily. In office buildings and shopping centers, well, at least they used to have leases that were indexed to inflation. So as inflation comes, real estate is an inflation hedge. You know, I forgot to say that to Casey. That's the big thing, is real estate is the historic inflation hedge for people. So I'm doing that. Hashtag inflation hedge. Look for that tweet. It's going out. And, you know, so it's time to get into real estate. Even if you think pricing is tough, it's time to get into real estate because you'll be able to get a inflation hedged investment. Took me a while to get it out of there. My brain wasn't working good because I was trying to form what I wanted to say, but that's it. Then we talked to Juan Martinez of the Marlins. Let me tell you, I went there. I was one of those original season ticket holders. In fact, they honored us 10 years ago as the original season ticket holders. Listen in when the Marlins come back on the show. We'll talk about that. But the bottom line is when you had to go send in your money, there was no line at the airport. You had to send it in on Monday at midnight, couldn't send it before Sunday at midnight, Monday there. We were there. My wife was there. We were first in line. We took a photo with the postmaster. It was really cool. I had friends there also. They saw it. They know it. I got eyeball accounts that, yes, we were the Marlins' first season ticket holders, but we love those guys. They have a great time. I build great relationships there. It's the only sport in town where you can sit and have a real business conversation and really not miss much of the action. And I have friends that just love it. It's a great slow pace. It helps us calm down. It's close. It's easy. It's not expensive. I mean, my tickets are two people go for $85, including parking. We sit right behind home plate, and that's full price. And they're going to have all kinds of specials this year. So it's going to be really, really cool to do that. And I want to talk a little bit about Vivian. We've only got a couple minutes left. Vivian has been having a fabulous recovery. My particular job, I have a couple of jobs. Number one is I keep the medication straight. So you see me walking around town wearing a mask. It's because I take this really heavy, she takes this really heavy anti-rejection medicine, which really pulls down your immunity system. I touch that stuff. I breathe that stuff. So when they were first counting it out for us at the hospital, the lady wore a mask and gloves. I said, why? She goes, well, I'd like to get pregnant someday. It's not like I'm getting pregnant, but I would like to not get sick and bring it home to Vivian. So when you see me out there, if I'm wearing a mask, look at it as a good thing. Then Vivian has been great. She's getting stronger. My other job besides the medication is I have to measure her pee-pee, her urine. Okay. Yes, sorry. Her urine. Sorry, okay, I may have said the wrong word and with the wrong implication. And so I measure her urine. Her urine production is amazing. She's like a machine. That woman, I'm going to say it, Betty.
All right, Vivian.
Betty DeMartini gave us the most amazing thing. She gave us a beautiful piece of herself. And God has allowed that to be integrated into our body. And it's really working for my wife. And Betty's recovering. She's going to have a good recovery, too. We're hoping. We're praying. We love Betty. We love her family. Go to Barry's and look for Betty's daughter and give her a big tip and a hug. She's amazing. Amazing service there at Barry's. But anyway, getting back to it, Vivian's doing great. She's providing me with incredible positive energy, which I'm going to take with me out there to do my business. You heard us talking about what I'm doing. It's just cranking. We are hot. We had our best year ever. We're going to have an even better year this year. It's going to be great. We've got people calling us, giving us money not giving it to us, but working with us to place money out there to help people bridge finance and get their loans done. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Really?
That's right. It really is. It really, really is. So I want to remind everybody, go out to Supercar Saturday up at the Lamborghini store, Warren Henry Lamborghini of Broward up at 90 at State Road 84 in Broward. I'll be there. Wanda will be there. We'll have a great time. Then I want to make sure I'm also going to the Marlins event. So I'll be at the Marlins event. Then I'm going to Warren Henry. Then I may even go back to the Marlins event because I just love there sitting and throwing the ball and hitting and such. It's really great. I want to thank our sponsors, the Marlins. I want to thank Next Wave. I want to thank you, our listeners. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry, our big sponsor. They're selling my mom a car. That's not easy, but it is when you work with Warren Henry. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're everywhere. That's right. The website gets lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on www.friedonbusiness.com as soon as Robert Pitts and his little fingers can get up there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8 a.m. next Thursday. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to have a great show. I think Brewster Kell's going to be here.
Woo-hoo.
All right. We got an extra special guest as well. Remember, this is not rehearsal. This is your life. The person, well, that Bruce is an extra special guest.
He is.
This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Look at me. I found a kidney. Now go out there and make it happen. KC for KC.
report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.